Mark, 12 wins on the bounce now for your Yeovil side. How would you rate the performance tonight?
First half, I thought we were outstanding. I thought we totally controlled the game with the ball. Passed and played and created some unbelievable chances. And the only frustration for me was 2-0, because it's a crap scoreline. Because then the mentality at half-time is, do we have what we hold? Do we go? And I wanted us to go and push and score more, but we went into our shells a little bit and we didn't dominate the ball. And we gave Torquay encouragement to attackers. And I've just raised that with the players. We have to be braver than that. We have to be braver and keep passing the ball and opening chances and go and score 4, 5, 6 if we can, rather than be 2-1. We're having to make changes and we're hanging on a bit. And long balls and crosses into the box. But every time we win a game, the pressure intensifies. And the players, you can see we've got to get over the line rather than going and expressing ourselves.
Yeah, lots of chances created in that first half. And Frank Nuble and Sonny Blulo Everton getting on the score sheet. Two different goals, but two very well executed goals.
A brilliant play, pass, move, 1-2s. No, I thought we should have been 4 up at half time. Murph missed a couple of great chances. And I thought the game should have been 1 at half time. And like I said, when it's 2-0, you give a good team a bit of encouragement.
Yeah, Torquay scoring slightly against the run of play. What did you make of that? Because just after a substitution, and maybe your overside looked slightly disjointed, and a good strike from McGavin, but you must have been disappointed.
Yeah, like I say, we were negative. We stepped back instead of forward. In our general play, we stepped backwards rather than stepping onto them, and we're too far away from the ball to get pressure on the shot. And he has a free shot, and it's a great strike. But that was just our mentality at the time.
Sub of your own, though, coming off, and Jake Hyde again coming off the bench and reasserting that 2-0, that two-goal lead quite quickly.
He told me he always scores at Torquay, so it seemed apt to put him on, didn't it? And yeah, Murph put a great shift in Saturday, and Heidi's come on tonight and got us the goal that sealed it.
And those fans behind the goal had plenty to shout about. They travelled down in numbers from Somerset and they were vocal tonight.
Yeah, they were great, and so they should be. They've got a lot to sing about. Their team's won 12 on the trot, and like I've said before, I don't care what level of football you play at. To win 12 games in a row takes a hell of a lot of doing, and full credit goes to the players. They've been absolutely magnificent. And we want to keep going. We want to, I said to them in there, who's to say you can't keep going, you know? Go for it. Let's keep going.
I know you said pre-match it was just another game, but coming to one of the bigger sides in this division and beating them on their home turf must be pleasing.
Of course, but still only 3 points. We've got 10 points for it. We'd be really, really, really happy. But listen, it's another 3 points, and we have to keep focused, we have to keep humble, and we have to keep working and training hard. And be really, the key word for us is relentless, and that is our word that we use every day.
Congratulations on yet another win.
Thank you very much.